Matura Skills, 6. Exercise 3, page 124. 1.
What I find extraordinary is the way people built on the same piece of ground for hundreds and even thousands of years. Digging down into the ground must have been like going backwards in time.
What I can't understand is why they couldn't have left it at the site. These everyday objects would make much more sense in the house where they were found, surely.
It's not always that simple. As an archaeologist myself, I can tell you that we have to take our finds back to our laboratory on campus and clean, identify, and record them. They're then brought here so that people can come and view them conveniently. After all, the site of the settlement is miles from anywhere.
I see what you mean about convenience, but in a display case, the objects are too removed from their environment.
2.
I'm a traveller, yes, but if you're a traveller, I really don't think you need to restrict yourself to lost tribes and remote villages that haven't changed for 1,000 years or whatever. Perhaps that interests anthropologists, even archaeologists, but I'm after a more up-to-date, real experience. That's why I visit cities, preferably ones with a population of over 1 million. Where else can you find a melting pot of cultures from 5 continents? Where else can you sample the cuisine of 20 countries? Where else can you find little communities celebrating their own festivals and calendar days, as well as those of other little communities? Every city of a good size resembles other cities in some ways, yet is completely unique. I find them fascinating.
3.
A recent ruling has banned tour companies from using the infamous Great Andaman Trunk Road, which cuts through the forest that is home to the Jarawa tribe. Almost completely cut off from the outside world 50 years ago, this isolated tribe became the target of what are often called human safaris, where tourists are taken to locations to take pictures of tribe members. The road, built in the 1970s, allows easy access to the depths of the forest, and the Jarawa can now often be found begging along its length. Although these tourist excursions have been ruled humiliating and illegal by the authorities, companies have continued to offer them, under the pretense of using the road as a transit route. The latest ruling is an attempt to combat this, though it remains to be seen how successful it will be.